Welcome to Land Yap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio on issues, people, and events. I'm Tyler Smith. Munro's Bed Camp is a local nonprofit gearing up for its summer camp this July. It's designed to stimulate student interests. Caleb Sini is the executive director of Med Camps and joins me in studio. Caleb, welcome to Land Yap.
Good morning. I'm glad to be here.
So we have a big camp coming up this summer.
Well, we have big camps coming up this summer. Med Camps of Louisiana is a local nonprofit organization. We provide a residential summer camping experience completely free of charge to children with chronic illnesses and disabilities. Those camps run 8 to 10 weeks of the summer. Each camp is a week long, and it's specific to a disability or a group of similar disabilities. So we'll kick off the summer with Camp Rough Riders for children with cerebral palsy. That'll be our first week of the summer. It happens in June, and then we'll roll on all summer long, inviting over 300 children to come to Camp Alabama, which is located just outside of Shudrant, and we'll provide them with a completely free summer camping experience.
Right, and you say 300 people that will be coming to the camps over the course of this summer.
Yes.
Talk about the children you serve and the population that you serve.
Sure. We serve children ages 6 to 16. They are all living with a disability or a chronic illness or a cognitive disability. The children travel from all across the state to attend our programs, but the majority of our children come from right here in Northeast Louisiana. Campers with spina bifida, cerebral palsy, sickle cell anemia, epilepsy, Down syndrome, hearing, speech, and visual conditions, asthma. We were actually founded as a one-week camp for children with asthma back in 1987, and our first session of camp was held right here on the campus of ULM. We partnered with some other organizations and began to grow after that. We expanded our operations to serve, you know, over 16 different chronic illnesses and disabilities and close to 300 children a summer.
Wow. And you also were just saying that this is the 29th summer doing this camp.
Yeah. Yes. We started in 1987, and it's been a wonderful experiment that started out as just something we didn't know where it was going to go and how fast it would grow. And it started out as a one-week camp for just children with asthma. And then we had parents reaching out to us saying, hey, I would like a place for my child with cerebral palsy to go to camp. And we were able to partner with the Presbytery of the Pines, who owns Camp Alabama, in 1990. And we moved our summer camping operations out there and expanded dramatically to serve children from, like I said, all across the state. I think last year it was 290 or so children who came from 44 different parishes to attend camp out there. And the really cool thing about it is that the promise was made when we got started in 1987 that we'd never charge any dues or fees for the children to attend camp. Well, that was easy when it was 13 kids here locally coming to a one-week camp. It's still true today. We don't charge any dues or fees for anybody to attend camp, and children travel from all across the state, and the numbers are significantly higher, and the weeks are 8 to 10 sessions a summer.
So. Yeah, and you were also just saying, Caleb, that you've been the director for the camp, for Med Camps, for 13 years now, and that you've been part of Med Camps for 19 summers.
Yes.
Talk about the need that you've seen for this nonprofit over the years.
I've had the pleasure of watching children grow up at camp. We believe at Med Camps that camping is not an institution that is reserved for the healthy or the wealthy. Due to the conditions that some of our children live with and our campers live with, they don't have the opportunity to attend a traditional residential summer camping program. Church camps often can't accommodate their special medical need. They're not equipped to handle their disability or to provide the actual medical care they need while they're at camp. So we do that. We make sure that we have a medical team in place. We have staff that are trained to handle all situations. And then we provide a child with a disability simply the opportunity to experience camp. We remove the barriers that stand in their way to allow them to go horseback riding, for instance. We are currently building a fully accessible canoe launch in partnership with Louisiana Tech School of Design and their architecture class, so that a child with who is confined to a wheelchair but has upper body mobility might be able to go out onto the dock with the assistance of our counselors, load themselves into a canoe or a kayak, and go canoeing on our lake. So what we do is we try to remove as many barriers that stand in the way of these children attempting an activity, and then we encourage them to reach their full potential.
And the camps are open to children of various ages. But what are some of the eligibility requirements for students who want to get involved with this?
Sure. If you are a parent of a camper and you're thinking that you would like to apply, what you need to do is you need to go to medcamps.org and download our camper application packet. All of that packet can be completed by a parent except for one page. One page has to be completed by their treating physician. And if their physician signs off that a child under these conditions and under these treatments could attend camp safely, and then our medical team agrees with that physician, then that child is accepted to camp to come for free. And we serve children of all abilities, essentially. Some children come to camp and they just need to take their medicine on a regularly scheduled time frame, and our nurses hand out that medicine on that schedule. But some children come to camp and they need assistance with G-tube feeding. They need assistance with all daily living skills to help them be successful at camp, and we provide that as well.
Right, and parents who are listening right now may have children with some of the diseases that you just listed there early on in the interview, and maybe thinking about, you know, reaching out to MedCamps to send their child, but may be a little hesitant. What do you want to say to those parents?
Well, I would encourage you to contact us. You can reach us by toll-free at 877-282-0802 or medcamps.org. We would love to connect you with the parents of another camper so that you can, you know, relay to them what your concerns are, and then they could ease your concern. But we'd be happy to talk to anybody who is interested in camp. It is a unique environment, and we encourage all children who would qualify to apply.
Right, Caleb Seney joining me in discussion about MedCamps and its summer camp happening this summer. What are those dates?
Well, we begin the first week of June, and we will run through the first week of August.
All right, Caleb Seney joining me in studio. Caleb, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Find this and other Lanyaps on our website at kedm.org.